Thanks for that interview, Barry.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, excuse me, you have change for the phone?
Sure, yeah. Well, you need me to break a million?
Come on, what's with you reporters always getting on me about my salary?
That's funny, calling $7 million a salary.
What do you make?
All right, I think that's kind of personal.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what you make is news because it's so gigantic.
All right, well, what do you make really, about, say, 50 a year?
Yeah, about that.
Oh, well, okay, that's 2 columns a week, about 8 columns a month, about $500 a column.
It is?
Yeah, it's a buck a word. For every little word like the and if you hit the letter A, it's a buck.
I guess I'm doing all right then.
You see?
Yeah.
Oh, can I borrow a quarter for a phone?
Here, take 2. Hi, I'm Ray, and I live here in Long Island with my wife, Deborah. She's great with the kids, the house, everything. Oh, I don't know how she does it. We've got a daughter, Allie, and twin 2-year-old boys. It's not really about the kids. My parents live across the street. That's right. And my brother lives with them. Now, not every family would go by on a conveyor belt for you, but mine would, because
everybody loves Raymond.
Hey.
Hey, want some sandwich?
Hey!
No, it's okay. Listen, I need construction paper. Allie's making Valentine's for school.
Oh, I used to love Valentine's Day. Yeah. Then I met your father.
I used to love every day.
Anybody see today's paper?
What? What's up?
I'm in it.
Here. Large male seeks any woman.
I discontinued my ad. And I happen to have a girlfriend now, thank you very much. It's in the metro section.
Ooh, let me see. Oh, here you are.
Do you see who's at the other end of those handcuffs?
My God, Leon. Look, Frank, your friend, Leon.
You arrested Leon? My Leon?
Technically now, the state of New York's Leon.
I know this guy 40 years. Since when is it a crime to sell merchandise at far below wholesale prices?
Yeah, you should have seen his warehouse. Fake designer luggage, imitation jewelry, Macintosh computers.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you buy my engagement ring from Leon?
Relax. He assured me it's a one-of-a-kind, flawless diamond.
That's a fake.
It's a fake?
Hey, how do you know that's a fake?
Well, because I have 300 more exactly like him down at the station.
I want another ring, Frank.
You live 40 years with that one, you can live another 10.
I don't think so, Frank. I'm going shopping. You'll be amazed at your generosity.
Oh, my God.
What?
Deborah's ring is from Leon, too.
You went to Leon?
I listened to him. I was just trying to get more for my money. I wanted to get Deborah a ring that she could show her mother. And Leon threw in a set of golf clubs.
I got snow tires.
Oh, what did I do? I can't have Deborah thinking I didn't care enough about it to go to a real jeweler. She's wearing glass.
Not glass. It's glassette.
I gotta do what's right. I gotta replace her stone with another one. A real one. I'll spend $1,000 if I have to. That's all. $2,000.
$2,000 for a diamond? Hey. I know another guy.
No more guys.
Look, you're just going to have to tell your wife you purchased her discount engagement ring from a crook.
I can't let her find out. She's going to think I'm a slime ball. I'll have to steal it from her. Hey. There you go.
Okay.
Hey, look at all these Valentines, huh? Where's Daddy's?
You gotta get yours from Mommy.
I've been trying to get mine from Mommy for...
All right. Got your Valentine right here. I love you.
I love you. Mm-hmm. A little wine with lunch there?
Well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Hey, sweetie, did you know that Daddy asked me to marry him on Valentine's Day?
What did you say?
Well, I thought about it, but I said yes anyway. I love your daddy very much.
I love Mommy.
Hey,
let me help you with that. What are you doing there?
Did you get the ring yet?
No, she never takes it off. I need a bone saw. Listen, just don't say anything, all right? Nothing.
Yeah, it's all about you, Raymond. Hey, Deborah, look, I have to ask your advice on something.
Sure, Robert.
Well, I've been out with Amy on 4 dates now, and am I obligated to get her something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, I mean, if it helps you, she's getting you something.
That doesn't help me. No. Do you know what her favorite color is?
It's green, I think.
Green, yeah. Okay, good. What does she weigh?
I don't know. But you know what? Most women like jewelry.
Yeah, jewelry is a great gift, isn't it, Raymond?
Yeah, you really can't go wrong with jewelry. Hey, Allie, let's get some envelopes for these, okay?
What are you talking about jewelry for?
She brought it up.
Deborah. Honey. Have you been gaining weight? Hi. Want to play Baker in the Mine Shaft?
Okay. But I get to be the baker this time.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, that was fun last night.
Yeah.
You're very romantic, Ray. I love the way you kept holding my hand.
Yeah, it's the way I do it.
Ray. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. You too.
Can you hand me a towel, Ray? Ray? Amy.
Hi, help
me
look.
Came by.
What are we looking for?
My engagement ring.
I might not be the best person to help. I've spent the last 10 years looking for an engagement ring.
It couldn't have just disappeared. I mean...
Oh. Well, you know what they say? It'll be the last place you look.
Of course it'll be the last place I look, because once I find it, I won't have to look for it anymore. I'm sorry, I'm just a little...
Bitchy?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do the kitchen again.
Saw your car.
Thought I'd say hi to Deborah before our date.
Hey, Deborah, what are you doing?
She can't find her ring.
Oh? I don't know anything about it.
Here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
It's a tie. See the pattern? I picked it out just for you. Little guns.
Smith & Wesson 686 with a 2-pound trigger pull. Standard police issue. I love it. Okay, all right. All right, and here, that's for you.
Oh, Robert. Look, Deborah, Robert got me something.
Yeah, good for you. Listen, if anybody needs me, I will be in the den pulling up carpeting.
Hope you like it.
Oh, my.
Surprise, it's an iguana.
You know, with an iguana, you really don't have to say surprise.
Well, Deborah told me that green was your favorite color. And you know, the iguanas are the most loyal of all the reptiles. And check them out. Lovely guys. Very, very, very docile.
Did you find my ring?
Oh. Just a lizard.
Honey? Deborah? Hi. Here you go. Happy, you know.
Oh. Oh, these are beautiful.
I cried too. Roses are twice as much on Valentine's Day.
Listen, Ray, I have something to tell you. Well, I've looked everywhere, but I think I've lost my engagement ring.
Oh, all right, don't worry. I'm sure it'll turn up, huh? Did you look in the sofa?
I don't think I'm gonna find it. Oh, God, I knew this was gonna happen one day.
All right, don't worry.
No, listen, Ray. I have a confession to make to you. Right after we got engaged, I had the original stone replaced.
What?
When you asked me to marry you, I was so happy, believe me, but that diamond, I mean, you know, I knew you got the best stone you could afford, bless your heart, but, my parents weren't that crazy about you to begin with, and I didn't want to show them that stone.
I understand.
My grandmother, Abby, she'd given me her ring years before, so I put that stone in your setting.
Do you remember how much it was worth? Just ballpark.
Oh. Sweetie, it's not important.
How important is it not?
What?
How much was the old Abby stone worth?
$15,000.
Could be a murder, suicide.
I gotta keep looking for it.
Yeah, No. Stop looking. So, listen, we have to be realistic, okay? The ring is gone. It's gone. All right, listen. You made a mistake, that's all. Everybody makes a mistake. You know what, you're lucky. Because you're married to a guy who doesn't care about those things.
Oh.
I don't lift that cushion! Stop torturing yourself! It's gone, that's all. Look, you know what we both could use right now? Pie. Let's have a little pie.
Okay, you're right. I gotta stop thinking about this. You know, maybe it's in the... Oh, my God, you found it! Oh, my God! Give it to me. Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, Ray! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a happy moment now.
Yeah. Oh, sweetie. Oh, come here. Oh, listen, you know, when you first gave me this ring, I just knew we were going to be together forever, huh?
Keep that in mind.
You put it on me, okay? Come on, put it on. Oh, my God.
There you go.
What did you do?
I meant well.
You changed the stone in my ring. Where is my grandmother's diamond?
Just like Grandma. gone.
You threw it out?
I didn't know that it was a $15,000 diamond. I thought it was just a piece of junk.
So you knew that the first ring you bought me was a piece of junk?
I was trying to get you more for the money, that's all. This is your fault anyway.
My fault?
That's right. If you had just been honest enough to tell me that you changed it, then I wouldn't have had to steal it from you.
Yeah, well, you're a great thief, Ray. You just threw out $15,000. Who'd you get this stone from? Leon?
How dare you? Huh?
How could you do this to me?
Well, because I was trying to fix the whole thing.
Well, why after 8 years do you try to fix it now?
Because I love you. Huh? Why did you change it 8 years ago?
Because I love you.
Mommy, Daddy.
Honey, you're supposed to be getting ready for bed now, sweetie.
Look what I found in my backpack.
What is it?
A Valentine. Kenny gave it to me.
Oh, that's really sweet, honey.
It's stuck with gum.
Kenny blew a big bubble and put it in there for me.
Aww.
He must really like me.
Yeah, that's sweet. Listen, why don't you go up and get ready for bed, and we'll be right there, okay? Wow. Look at that. A wad of gum on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Cheap bastard. Can we take a break? My eyes are burning.
Not until we find the diamond.
Here's a ring finger.